just one little line that just says Merry Christmas. So I think that's all I'm supposed to say. But I go a little bit above that to some notes that Denise had also sent me, thinking about the shepherds in terms of Lawatu, what it means to call to be alive, awake, and attuned. The shepherds being those who were very much alive because they were so connected to their surroundings and creation that was around them, as opposed to many people in their day, but even more so in our day, the way that we can just tuck ourselves away from being alive and out in the very midst of nature, which made them maybe more perhaps able to be awake. Awake to what it is that God is doing. Awake to listen and to see what's happening in the skies and realize that something new is abound. And then shepherds that are attuned. I know this is so true for Luke, if you're familiar with just Luke's gospel on its own. Those shepherds represent the beginning of a crack that is happening in the walls that we build between one another. This first of the message going out and being shown to these shepherds who you even already identified as being outcast, recognizing them as outcast and recognizing that they're the first to hear the story. You follow the rest of Luke's gospel, you'll just see walls being challenged one after another by the ministry, the life, and the vision of Jesus. And so I do say Merry Christmas, and the rest of this Lawatu is up to you. Let us stand together for our closing hymn.